Welcome to The Sniffer. I'm Nora.
I'm Kathy.
And on tonight's show, we're going to start with something about neurofeedback. Kathy, do you remember biofeedback that everyone used to talk about?
Yeah, isn't that when you sort of you follow your body, the rhythms of your body, and it sort of it tells you what's going on inside of you in that sort of way? That's kind of loosey-goosey, but...
Yeah, it's based on this really kind of inexplicable premise. I think they still don't really know exactly how it works, but the idea that if you are actually watching an output of some of your body's functions that you're not really supposed to be able to control, like things like heart rate, that you actually can control it.
Right, yeah, it's heart rate. Can it monitor everything?
Well, now they're starting to do this thing called neurofeedback. I read about this in my favorite magazine, New Scientist, which you know I love. Anyways.
Yes, I do.
So it's basically applying this to the brain. So what they do is they have like an EEG, whatever that is,
encephalogram.
Yeah. So they have that, and they have people watch their EEG output, and what they're looking for is the alpha waves, and they tell people, and the alpha waves are associated with kind of calmness and concentration and focus, all those good things, which I don't have. Do you?
No, as you well know. But with an alpha wave, is an alpha wave something that spikes up, or is it something that's kind of straight?
I think that when the alpha waves are busy, they peak. So
does that mean that you're happy then when your alpha waves are peaking? You're not depressed?
You're not depressed, but more than that, you're sort of like focused and calm, which kind of gets back to all that stuff that we talked about, you know, meditation and Buddhism and being in the moment and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I almost said all that shit, all that Buddhism and all that shit.
That's nice. So, but how does this work? Like, is it some sort of a machine that you get that you watch your alpha waves? Or?
Well, it's all at the research stage now, but people watch their alpha waves and they find they're able to increase the size of the alpha waves, which generates these feelings of kind of calm and focus and stuff. So basically they think it could be used to treat, the first application is to treat attention deficit disorder. But then they think that it's also got potentially all these huge applications, like for anxiety, for depression, and possibly further down the road for things like even boosting orgasms. I don't quite know what that has to do with.
These are all things that I would like help with, anxiety, depression, and boosting orgasms. But the only thing that I just want to get straight, okay, so when I'm really kind of mellow and I'm happy, I could be watching, you know, what is it, the neurotransmitter? No. What's it called again?
You're just watching an EEG.
Yeah, okay. So I'm watching it and I'm seeing if it's up, that means that I'm kind of happy and calm. And in other words, when it's down or when it's flat, that means that I'm more inclined to be depressed. So I would think positive, happy thoughts.
No. Like, that's the thing, right? It's like the biofeedback model. You just concentrate on trying to raise these levels. It's fucking freaky, man. It's like you're not, I mean, there should be no way this works. Just like there should be no way that you can make your heart rate go down by looking at your heart rate on a monitor, but it works.
It's just looking. It's not like looking at the thing and going, I am happy.
No, you look at it and you concentrate on trying to raise the levels, and somehow your body knows. Oh, okay. Anyway, whatever. So that's neurofeedback. I think it sounds like fascinating what your mind can do. And you know what? What my mind is telling me, how'd you like that segue? What my mind is telling me to do is Shredder.
Shredder!
Text messaging with feelings. What's that all about, Kath?
Okay, well, we all know that everybody's going on their mobiles going, I love you. Call me right away. Certain toy companies have been approached and are developing a technology that a chip is put in it. So you can send something, like, rather than just saying to somebody, I love you, they can have a little dog or a little toy, you know, like a little beanie baby. And then you look and the beanie baby sort of goes, or your little puppy, and then you get the call along with the text message, and then the little dog starts to dance, or a little, if you're sending, if you're sending love, it could have a little red heart that beeps. But, you know, I start wondering, like, this kind of sounds like I got a really good horror applications, you know?
Where's Karen Black? What's she doing? Get her on board.
Exactly. Yeah, like Trilogy of Terror, right?
Absolutely. Or it actually kind of reminds me of The Trouble with Tribbles, like something from Star Trek, you know, something that starts out really cute and nice and then actually becomes kind of sinister.
Yeah. No, it's like, it sounds like they're saying that it would be really, really great in terms of, you know, people who are shut-ins. and need some companionship, and are actually, I guess maybe their relatives that feel guilty that they're shut-ins, and so they give them one of these pets, and then they send them a message, I love you, and the little dog starts to dance, and it goes, ee, 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 and they go, oh, I'm having a love message.
But you know what, this really bugs me, because this comes up all the time in robotics too, where people are saying that the new application of robotics is going to be in robots that can kind of, synthesize human emotions, or like pretend to be sympathizing with you or whatever. And they always raise this specter. This happened last summer in, our series Next. Like, people always raise the specter of, like, it'll help old people. Like, the poor old people. It'll help. It's like a mom and apple pie thing. It'll help old people. Like, why can't you just actually talk to the old people, actually? That would help.
Nora, I think you have something against old people.
I do not have anything against old people. I'm pro old people. I love the elderly. Their job is to stop progress, and I love that about them. And I think... No, I just think, why should you say the answer to there being lonely old people is to create technology that synthesizes human interaction? Why not just have human interaction? So what's on tomorrow's show? On tomorrow's Sniffer, I say, why worry about karma when you can just download your brain to a computer before you die?
I like it like that. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, I'm Nora.
I'm Kathy. Ciao.